Hey guys, so here I am. It's Deborah. I am back. This is slightly awkward because I have not filmed a video for so long. I miss you guys so much. For people who already are subscribers, long time to my channel, I will do something at the end, kind of just going over my channel maintenance and just what I've been doing and all that. But for anybody new to the video who's just looking for end time news and just to talk about what's happening in the world and the end times, I will just start off with that. I have some notes because I haven't made a video in so long and I decided to, come back with a bang and actually film myself. A lot of times I just make videos recording my voice just because I have four kiddos and I'm really busy and I'm like in my pajamas most of the day. So I'm going to just go over some end time stuff, what I think is going on. sorry, I have stuff going on outside I'm in my daughter's bedroom and I'm just trying to stay focused because the kids are out there. Anyway, so okay, I'm just gonna go over some news. I wrote some notes. Like I said, this is a bit awkward because I haven't made a video in a while. Okay, sorry. Let me get to the point. And then at the end, I'll talk about what's going on with me, why I was gone so long, and yeah. So let's start with the news. So the first thing I wrote down, well, let's talk about the WHO and what's going on with that. So it is a bit confusing with the WHO, with US and Israel and other countries giving. Sorry, I had to pause there for a second. I think there was something in the background. Okay, sorry. With the WHO and what's going on with the Sanhedrin and just them forbidding the WHO to have complete power and sovereignty over if there's a pandemic and all that stuff going on. If you guys don't know what's going on with that, it's looking like there is a possibility that they're trying to pass some law that will allow the WHO, the World Health Organization, to have power over countries if there was another pandemic, like ultimate power. So, and the Bible says who is like the beast, so that's really freaky. And there's a lot to that, like their symbol, the wreath, and a lot of things there. But I just wanted to briefly touch on a few things. This is not going to be super long. Yeah, and then I'll talk about at the end like what my plans are. I got so old. I'm over 40 now and I have to get glasses. So, well, I don't have to. I mean, I just put them on because when I look at screens and when I read, I don't need glasses, but when I read, like, it's a little bit blurry. So, that's annoying. I thought I'd be raptured, in my 30s, but no, still here. But that may change soon. Anyway, so basically my opinion on the WHO situation is it's still kind of unclear because sorry. What was I saying? I got a little distracted there. It's a little unclear because of the fact that you have fact checkers saying that it's not really a thing. They're not trying to take sovereignty, that we're freaking out over nothing. But isn't it a little weird that the Sanhedrin is involved? Like, basically what I heard was this all started as a rumor from a teacher, not teacher, sorry, a I think a congressperson or something, possibly in Minnesota, who said something, who basically said the WHO is going to have this ultimate power, and somehow it turned into like gossip and a broken telephone where it just kept going on and on, and people thought it's real. But it wasn't real, that the WHO won't have this power. So we don't really know because the Sanhedrin got involved in Israel saying it's against like Israel's law to have someone else have power over our nation or whatever. Only God does. And they were blowing shofars outside of the WHO, the big meeting. I don't know if it was in Geneva. You can correct me or whatever. There was, yeah, they were blowing shofars, Christians and Jews, outside the meeting. This was, I think, yesterday, basically because they were like, we're not going to let you have all power. But then I heard from fact checkers that this is not even a thing. Who knows? I mean, because are they backtracking now? I don't want to take too much on this, but you can tell me. Do you think they're backtracking now and saying, oh, it's not really a thing? Or is it really a thing? And yeah, that they're lying, basically the fact checkers and stuff like that. Or was it just gossip and it got out of hand? I don't know, but that is a huge deal because who is like the beast? on that verse. And I mean, obviously, it's a huge deal if it is that. So we're still looking into that, or I'm still looking into that, and you can tell me if you found anything out, because I'm interested. The next piece of news would be like the Third Temple situation going on, where they were taking, I don't know if it was more members of the Sanhedrin again or who it was, but in Israel, at one point they were recently taking blocks off the Temple Mount area and like trying to carve them out for the temple. And there's a lot going on with the third heifer, the red heifer, the third temple and the red heifer too, because there's a lot of secret stuff going on. They have at least, I think, three candidates that have no white hairs. So, I mean, you've had this going on for a really long time, but at the same time, the convergence, like you've had different red heifers along the way, but now it just feels like the convergence, obviously it's heightened, it's way heightened. And yeah, so I feel like the red heifers, I mean, everything's available, everything's there. I just can't tell if the enemy, because there's an appointed time, right? I'm not talking about a day or an hour, but like there's an appointed time. Because even when Jesus was casting that demon out of that man, he was like, the demon was like, have you come for us before the appointed time? So there is an appointed time. And is the enemy trying to rush it? I don't know. I don't like to talk about the enemy too much. I like to talk about God and stuff, but I'm just going to talk about news quickly. Okay. Another thing is Israel doing that drill, chariots of fire. So that's kind of crazy because, one, they're preparing for war, the Gog and Magog war. So obviously they know. I mean, they've always been ready, but now they're really, really, they've amped it up. This is apparently like the biggest drill that they've ever had. And chariots of fire makes us think of Elijah, who was raptured in a chariot of fire. And that's another rapture situation. Like people who are like, oh, there's no rapture. Like he literally was raptured. That's what this is, you know? I know, I'm preaching to the choir. And chariot, okay, I should have looked this up, but I didn't, but you can correct me. I believe, so 222 has some relation to the chariot of fire. I took notes, but I don't remember why I said that. So I think 222 is flame of God, and there's some relation to 222 and chariots of fire. I don't remember about that, but, yeah, I mean, I guess that's just a big thing because of the Elijah connection and then also the Gog Magog connection where they're obviously preparing for this. And then you have everything going on with Russia, obviously. I encourage you to read Daniel 7 and 5, 7 verse 5, but just Daniel 7 in general, because in verse 5, it talks about how the bear has three ribs in his mouth. And Russia, you know, I think they have three main goals, which is, well, they have, who knows what goals, but like they have, like there's Kiev, Mariupol, and Donbass. That's like, could that be the three ribs in his mouth, the bear? I know people have a lot of different thoughts. Just talk about it in the comments. But yeah, Daniel 7:5 and with Russia and the three ribs in the bear's mouth. Some people don't think he is the bear. I don't see why not, because I think so. So there's a lot of alien news going on too. I'm not up to speed on all that. I'm Canadian, so I think a lot of it is an American kind of thing going on there, revealing things. So yeah, there's a lot of that with that. Okay, another thing I want to talk about, because this is, so my first video I ever made was about the two Benjamins in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, and that there's the Kaduri prophecy. I'm not up to speed on all the prophecies anymore, like to a T, but it was really fascinating to me, and I think it was kind of like my thing that God let me to understand more about the Kaduri prophecy. So if you don't know who Kaduri is, he was a Jewish rabbi who ended up believing in Jesus as Messiah at his death. He wrote a note, and it was like this secret note basically saying that Jesus is Messiah. And well, it's a long story, but if you want any more details, let me know. I can give you links and stuff like that, but I'm sure most of you know who Kaduri is. And basically what's happening right now is the last gate is falling. So there's a lot of prophecies with Kaduri and his, I think it was like his scribe, like his, maybe not scribe, but like his like apprentice, Shoshani. Okay, I'm not up to speed with all my prophecies. What I would do is refer you to go see Paul's video from, or any of his latest videos from revelationchapter12.com. That's his channel. And on that channel, you're going to see a lot about Kaduri and the gate falling. Like, you could learn a lot more there. I just don't have all the details, but you guys probably mostly know what I'm talking about. But the thing that's amazing is, we thought we had it kind of right with the gate falling, because what happens is the gate, which is the government, has to fall three times, and it says, the prophecy says, before the fourth time it's rebuilt, Messiah will be here. Now, is that the Antichrist? Is it there? Is he talking about the rapture? I don't know. But either way, they kind of come together. So the rapture and the Antichrist at the same time. So, let's see here. Last key falling. Yeah. So basically, what I just wanted to touch on with that was that the government's supposed to be rebuilt. So this current government is falling. Basically, it's falling. And there's also some interesting things about why it's falling. There's some prophecies that I might touch on later, with regards to why the gate is falling, because a friend of mine, my neighbor, the one who gives me a lot of my stuff. Anyway, if you guys are OG to this channel, then you know that my neighbor has been helping me for all these years with research since 2019. So anyway, she found out that part of the reason the gate was falling, or the prophecies of the gate falling, is that there will be disagreements over the Sabbath. Now, the last person who just left the government, or I don't remember all the details, but basically she or he or she left because there was, the new government, right? The current government wanted to do stuff on the Sabbath, but she didn't, and others have. So it literally is going with prophecy where it's being broken up due to disagreement about the Sabbath. Like, so there's a lot. There's a lot, and it's being fulfilled. So we thought the third gate had already fallen, but it looks like, according to Paul, if he's correct, then. Sorry, I don't know how this is going to look. I had to pause for a second for something. Anyway, so according to Paul, like basically it looks like the third government is just falling now, and the gate will be rebuilt in September. So basically, that would mean before September, the Messiah has to come. Okay, so before September. Yeah, so that's kind of neat that that prophecy, it's like the red heifer, the temple, the Kaduri prophecies, it's all like coming back and kind of being fulfilled now. So also, I don't know if you guys heard, but there was a blood moon that lasted 3 days over Israel. I don't really know much about that, but that was kind of crazy. I mean, we know that's a sign. We know there's that big blood moon over Israel's birthday. Just something on Israel's birthday that's interesting is that, long story, but we had to move, and we ended up randomly being able to buy a house. So I'm not trying to plant any roots here. This is not my home, but I have kids and everything. So we bought a house, and we bought it on Israel's birthday, May 14th. I didn't even realize we bought it on Israel's birthday. And we actually are moving on July 4th. This is just personal. We're moving on July 4th, which is like the American big day. I don't know. Sorry. Is it like the day their independence or whatever? Like, so we have Canada Day. I know July 4th is the big day, but I just found it interesting because the word Jerusalem, you have USA and Jerusalem, USA. So there's a connection there. I know that's just personal, but it was interesting to me that I didn't even think about it. And we bought this house on May 14th, and then we're moving on America's birthday. I don't know, because I had asked for some confirmations and different things about, are we going to be raptured within this year, 2022? And I asked it around last year, around Israel's birthday, and then here we are again, around Israel's birthday, and then I got that house. So I don't know. There's something interesting there. I have to pray on all that, but that's just a thing. And I'm moving on July 4th. So that's going to be a big deal. So because of that move, that's going to affect videos, and I'll talk to you guys about that. so thoughts. Okay, that's the news. I just kind of went over, there's the who, the things you guys all know, third temple, red heifer, chariots of fire is just like Elijah being raptured. Alien news, the war, what's going on? Daniel reads J Daniel 7 and verse 5. Could it be Donbass, Kiev, and Mariupol? And the last gate falling. So it looks like the Kaduri prophecy is literally coming to pass now, which is unbelievable and amazing because my literal first video was on the two Benjamins. Like, if you go to my first video, I'm just like, Lord, was that a thing? Like, that was my first video. I truly believe it was a thing. I truly believe like he told me to make that video. Thoughts on the rapture and timing. Okay, I put notes because I knew I was going to forget what I was even talking about. Spring of Song of Solomon, I put. Okay, because obviously Song of Solomon, spring. You know, there's just so much there with Song of Solomon and the rapture and spring. So, I mean, that's just been always my thing, spring or early summer. The 222 connection. So 222, I've done a bunch of videos on that and just those numbers and how they've been kind of like a thing for me. One day I woke up from a nap and God told me count or like read Strong's only in the Greek in triplicate 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like a countdown, and it created a sentence. Like, I couldn't even make that up. And I have a video on it called Rapture Countdown. It has like a rocket ship or something on it. So, and then 222, when I got to 222, that was the rapture, and 111 was lawlessness. So that's a whole thing, but 222, I believe. I'm not all into crazy numbers or whatever, but it's just, I think it's a thing, and we're in year 2022. 222 means mountain, and a lot of things happen on a mountain, like the transfiguration happened on a mountain, which is like the rapture, you know, your new body. Song of Solomon, that's that's like a lot of rap, that's like on hills and he's coming down hills, and that's like mountains, raptory, I don't know. And yeah, 5782. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Are we in year 5782? See, yeah, I did the notes, but did I do the research? Not as much. Okay. So 5782 means awake or wake up or whatever. And personally, this is a little personal thing for me in Judges 4, where it's talking about Awake Deborah. So Judges, like, so my name, Awake Deborah, it says 5782, like, wake up. And I think about like the rapture or like the virgins waking up. And that word awake, 5782, it makes me think of, you know, the dead in Christ rising and the virgins, they were all asleep and they woke up. And there's a lot of verses in there, but it's 5782, which is the Jewish year, I think. Okay, I hope. And my daughter's dream, my eldest daughter's dream, she had a dream where God signified 8-1, and it being the difference of life and death, hunger and feasting, and I don't know, there was all these things. If you guys, again, if you're OG, then you know there was this dream that she had that was regarding, it was almost like the difference between making it in the rapture or not, like being in the tribulation, and it was about the number 8-1, and it made me think of last year, and that 8-2 would be the time of the redemption. That's a whole thing. That's a personal thing, but it makes me think of 5782. So it kind of like, basically my feeling, my belief, and it all leans towards 2022, 5782. And again, I am not date setting or whatever. Like, I'm just, I guess, I don't know, whatever. I'm just telling you how it all fits, and I could be wrong, but what I'm looking at. And let's see. I think there was a little bit more I wanted to talk about the year, but basically, I mean, it just all fits and makes sense. I was called to do this like end times ministry kind of thing, as you guys know, due to my twins developing autism and basically them having an immunization injury, and then God telling me about there's something to do with that, that's going to be about end times. And then, like, I'm not just doing this, and I didn't jump on some pandemic bandwagon. I've been doing this since 2018, and I wrote a book. Okay, that brings me to the book. I'm not trying to just promote a book, but God told me to write a book, and it's about a rescue. It's called Hero, and it's about God's rescue plan and how he has, it's just like all these points God was pointing out to me about how many times he's rescued people. And then at the end, I kind of touch on, you know, the rapture and the tribulation. Now, at that time when I wrote the book, I didn't even really have as many like pieces at all that I have now. So I know I'm called to this. I know this is what's happening. I know this is like the time. There's the fig tree generation. I forgot to mention all that. That's kind of all culminating now. There's probably like a million things I could touch on. I just wanted to touch on the news and what I'm thinking about timing. And then I'll just finish up about what's up with me. But about, timing, I'm still like, it makes sense, this spring, this year, for like all the reasons, you know. But What else do I think about this year? I'm just trying to think. I mean, yeah, if we went to 2023, I would be really surprised. I don't fully understand. I guess we'll just take it day by day, but I have learned a lot in this time that I've taken a break off YouTube. Okay, so now the break I've taken off YouTube, I felt like my last video was God was saying, you know, your job is done here, kind of, and just spend a lot of time with your kids. I shouldn't say your job is done. I should say I felt like it was like take a break, because when you are on YouTube, you do get obviously more like attacks, or when you're just doing more for the Lord. So like even if I'm out feeding the poor or whatever I'm doing, I'm gonna get more attacks. Like anything, if you're more useful, you're gonna get more attacks. If you're getting nothing and everything is peachy keen, probably you're just. I mean, you could be in a time of rest, but you might just be doing like a whole lot of not a lot. So, because when you're doing stuff, I mean, you know, the enemy is going to be mad. So, I just felt like he was giving me this time, and I spent so much time, you know, trying to like be near him, talk to him, and then like be with my kids and really imprint and like train them up in the ways of the Lord and just making sure their relationship is solid and everything. So, that's what I was doing. And I was trying to be obedient. Now, this video could be a disobedience. I'm not sure. But, like, as I noticed, I haven't made a video for 7 months. I was like, okay, could I be wrong? Like, could I be wrong? Like, could it be that I need to continue? Or was that just a break? I don't know. I'm going to just keep praying on it. And that's where this is going to go with the channel. Like, I have this move on July the 4th. And so that's going to be really encompassing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And the other thing that I was really feeling strongly about, personally for my channel, was that I was meeting people that I had known from before, like meeting people that I had known, just Christian people that were like, I think something's up in the world. I think something's going on. And I was like, yeah, the Lord called me to like this end times thing. And then I'd say, I'd want to recommend my YouTube channel, but then I would always hesitate because I'm like, it was very, my channel is very like, I would just, and I'm sorry for saying like so much. I know some people don't like that. So it was, it's just, sometimes I feel like I'm feeding the sheep in this community, those who understand what's going on, but I'm not, it's not easy to understand. If you just came in off the street, you'd be like, what is she talking about? The gate, Kaduri, blah, blah, blah. So I do want to feed the sheep in this community, and I want to try to find that happy medium between feeding these sheep, you guys, my YouTube family. I consider you my family. I pray for you. I love you guys. I wouldn't have taken a break. I put comments on the community post trying to update you guys, but you know, I have to be obedient to God before any man. So yeah, but you know, I don't know if I was doing the right thing. So I'm just gonna keep praying on it and go forward a little bit and see how I feel and you know, like the Holy Spirit leading. So but yeah, I want a channel where I could just recommend it to people and I could be like, yeah, here's my business card and not make a business out of it, but like, you know, just to be able to like tell them, this is my channel, check it out, and help them, not just people who already are so engrossed and understand like all the end time signs, but to help these other Christians, like maybe in lukewarm situations or who knows what, like get into this and understand. So I'm wondering if I should make it a bit more polished. So at one point you might see me like just not take away my videos, but kind of like just shut them down like privately and give it a try and just go down that path, and not to make like a business out of it. I mean, like to just see if, you know, that is what God wants for me. Now, this might not be the path. I might be wrong and we might be raptured super soon, so then I don't really, this is not the path, but I'm not really sure. Like we've already gone past times that I thought things were going to happen. Things are going slower because God wishes none to perish. He, you know, he's not slack as men would consider him slack. You know, and it did say the bridegroom tarried. So I'm just trying to be faithful. Like there's been some hard times where I'm just like, what on earth? Like, you know, what's going on? But then there's been other times where the Lord has really comforted me and showed me, like, you know, it's not your will, it's my will, and just keep on going, like as I told you to. So yeah, so I think for going forward with the channel, I'm going to try to do it in this format. Or so if I want to do it more professionally, I'm probably not gonna be in my daughter's bedroom. I'm gonna like I don't know what I'm gonna do. Well, in the new house, I plan to have a allotted like desk area, something where it looks better, where I'm like sitting at a desk or something. So and then even about showing my face, I'm not sure if that's what God wants me to do. At one point I didn't feel like he did. I have to pray and just walk forward and see how I feel on all of this. And he has his good reasons and more than I know. But then sometimes I just get these feelings and I've been wrong. So that's where fasting comes into it too, is like, I feel like we have to really sometimes pray and fast because we just don't have the full answer, and we want to do it the easy way where it's like, oh, just tell me, God, you know, just tell me what it is. But sometimes we do have to fast. So I don't know if this is how it's going to go. I hope it's nice to see me again. I hope anybody's listening. Like, I don't even know if this video is going to go anywhere because I haven't been there for so long, but I do love you guys. And yeah, that's my notes. I mean, there's probably a lot more going on, but what it just looks like is that it's just slower than we thought. I think that's the thing, is that like, it's a little, I won't say slower than we thought. I will say, what I always felt like is when the day happens, we'll almost be like, it's faster than I thought. It's sooner than I thought because of the fact that, you know, it's like when you're doing a test and you're writing an exam or whatever. And then they're like, okay, papers and pencils down. And you're like, wait, what? I didn't put that last answer. Like, I just feel like we'll feel that at that moment. But up until that moment, it feels very long. It's like raising kids. Every day does feel long. Like, some people are like, oh, the time just flies by. And I'm like, excuse me. Like, I'm exhausted. I've been changing diapers all day. I don't change diapers anymore. But when I did, you know, it's like, it's so long. But then when you look back, that's when it's fast. When you're like, hey, how come I have a teenager? Like, what happened there? But before, well, your day to day seems very long, but when you look back, it does seem like it went very fast. That's how I think this is all going to go. The day of, we're going to be like, whoa, that was so fast. That was too fast. Like, I didn't do the things I was supposed to do. You know, when they're like, oh, turn over your paper. You're like, I didn't put that answer. I didn't think of that. And you know, it's going to determine your eternity. So what we do right now is going to determine your eternity. I don't mean it like, I mean like rewards and stuff like that. Like, I don't, you know, let's not get into all that. But I just mean like, you know, there's a level of, you know, we're running a race. Or even when you think about souls that you've tried to save, you might think, whoa, I could have talked to that person and I didn't. So that's what I mean. So I just mean like, that when the time comes, it'll all be worth it, the work you put into it now, and you won't regret it. But day to day, it can get really monotonous. And even with the war with Russia, didn't we all think it was just going to be like, boom, nuclear war, like all of a sudden everything's going to happen. And here we are all these months later, and they're still like going. These things take very long. And that's the only thing I noticed. But I think the day of, we're going to be like, whoa, that was faster than we expected. Or that was, you know, like we didn't have the time to do all the things that we thought we were going to do. Anyway, okay, so the point is things are going a little long, but the Lord is not slack as man considers slack, because he is trying to save these souls. So, you know, utilize the time. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to figure out, oh, there's another one last thing, is I had another dream. So my last video that I posted was about a dream where I was like really spending time with my kids. Like, it ended with me with my kids, like teaching them. And then Jesus was coming down out of the clouds and the Father's voice was like thunder, thundering, talking to me, saying it's time, he's coming. So, okay, so there was that. But then I had another dream where a friend of mine who passed away when we were, I think she was like 29 or 30, like one of my close friends. She's the one who got me saved, as in brought me to church. I was not a Christian, brought me to church when I was like 15 or 16 or something. And then I got baptized there and saved and everything. And she passed away as we were young. And she came in my dream in her car and picked me up from work. And said, like, I had no ride to get home after work. And she's like, oh, I'll take you home. So she, the dead in Christ, coming to get me, taking me home. So yeah, basically I think I'll be working. Like, I think God's, you know, work till the end. I was working, I was at work, and I don't have a job right now. I'm with the kids. Like, I've had part-time jobs, but I've been home, like homeschooling and everything for a long, long time. So my point is, but there's different types of work, obviously working for the kingdom. So that being said, is I'm wondering, will I be doing some more work? So I'm trying to do work here. I have been doing a lot. I haven't been just sitting around. Going back into the world, like partying it up or whatever. I've been doing the same thing I've been doing, but I thought I was being obedient by doing this. But now I'm wondering, maybe it's time to do some work again in this area, because I know this was something that God has called me to do. So if you're interested in the book that I wrote, that is something God led me to do. That's a long story, but trust me, he did. I always put the link in the description box, and you can buy it off Amazon. I have given it to family members and friends and all the people, and you can do that. Like, it's like a leave behind book, but it's also a book that, I don't know, God just told me it's about his character, and you're gonna really be blessed and feel like, oh, like, I don't know, you're just gonna, from that book, I'm not trying to toot my own horn because honestly, I don't even remember writing most of the stuff in it. I reread it and I was like, oh, okay, like that was God because I didn't even remember writing it. So, but it just, God is so sweet and so loving, and he loves us so much, and he's rescued us so many times, like humankind. So I don't know how to explain it, but you're just gonna really love God after you read it a lot and be just really thankful to him and love him a lot. And others will too. It's very simplistic, and like if you gave it to somebody, like they, it's very simplistic. If anybody would read it, like all I know is it's out of my hands. Like I did the writing, I did the thing, and then it's been really going around. So I know it's God, a God thing. And like I said, this channel promotes that. Like I don't have any other way to promote the book, so I just know this is all a God thing. So yeah, because I'm moving, it might be a little, I don't know what's gonna happen. After I post this video, I might feel like, oh, the Lord's telling me something, or I don't know how that's gonna go. So I hope you guys are blessed by saying hi again and hanging out, and I'll read all your comments. I haven't been really reading comments except on my community posts because I get comments still from all my old videos, and so I just don't know what to do with that. But I am reading my community post comments, and I'm gonna read all the comments on this video. So I hope somebody watches this. And yeah, I mean, it looks like, I mean, I'm still good for this year. I'm free. So I think this year is the year, and this spring or summer. If we go to fall, like I know there's all these Feast of Trumpets people. I'm not a feast day rapture thingy person because I think of the Galilean wedding, and you know, like a groom, he comes, you know, the year, like she would know the year he was coming back. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. This is where I want my channel to be a little bit more sometimes seeker friendly. Oh no, that's a bad thing. Not seeker friendly, like friendly to just the average Joe Christian. So they understand what I'm talking about, but I'm not that polished. I'm not that polished, okay? So hopefully, I don't know. We'll see where the Lord goes. Because I'm more of an honest person. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not that polished. So, and you have to be kind of polished to be able to, you know, reach the masses. So maybe that'll be a thing. We'll see. We'll see. We'll go from here, one step at a time. But, yeah, I forgot what I was saying. So, oh, this summer, this spring, and Feast of Trumpets. And being the Galilean wedding, the bride, she would know the year, but she didn't know the day he was coming, and he'd come in the night. I mean, it just fits that that's gonna be something like that. But yeah, so I've never been like a feast day person where I'm like, oh, it has to be on this feast day or whatever. And I thought the feast days, the fall, were for the second coming. Like, that's a whole thing. But you know, I'm not kind of stuck on that. So, okay, I'm gonna leave it at that 33 minutes. Yeah, it was so nice hanging out. I would do this more. This could be a thing. Let's see what you say. I love you guys. And if you have any thoughts on this whole who thing, let me know because it's a little weird. Like, are they backtracking? Is it legit? Is it not? Is it like, I don't know. Like, is it a real thing? Like, nobody's even really talking about it because did it happen? Like, did it, what happened? Like, I don't think it's a, I think it's more of a long-term thing, but it's just weird. I don't know what's going on with that. So let me know if you have any thoughts. And yeah, looks like we're getting closer than ever. And just, you know, just keep working because when the time comes, you're gonna wish you did more work, told more people, talked to your friends and family, and you can't go back. It's eternity. It's like even if you took your last breath, you couldn't go back, right? So I'm talking to myself. Obviously, I try to, you know, to look at life that way, but that's how I think it is. I think right now, though, it's kind of like, you know, when you take off a band-aid slowly when it's like one hair at a time. That's what it kind of feels like right now. And because you're thinking, well, we could just do this now, Lord, but he's not slack. You know, that's the thing. Like, man considers any, and the bridegroom tarried, and there's good reason. But when you think of eternity, you're like, well, at the time when eternity happens and you're in that, you're gonna just feel like, you know, well, who knows what you're gonna feel, but basically, this will be nothing. This is a breath, but I know when you're in it. Trust me. It's like I said, just like parenting, every day can be long. I'm telling you, friends would annoy me. People would annoy me. They'd be like, "Oh, my days just fly by. They just fly by." I'm like, "Fly by? Like they drag." I'm like, "When is, like my husband coming home or whatever to somebody to help me? Because I'm tired and like this day is never ending." But then I'll look back and then I'm like, "Hey, how come these kids are so big?" So, and then I'm like, "No, you're too big. Get little again. Like you're growing too fast. Like why are you so big? And why am I buying you a cell phone? Like, why is this happening?" So, that's how it is. Sorry, I'm rambling again, you guys, because I miss talking to you guys, and I guess that's it. So, yeah, let me know what you think about whatever I was saying and what your thoughts are on, the channel. And do you have any thoughts on, the whole not seeker friendly? I don't know what, like, more just. I don't know which sheep I should be feeding because all along I've been feeding you guys who are just like end times watchers, and I don't know what you would call it, like watchmen or whatever. And you know what I'm talking about. But I can't just say, "Oh, Kaduri. Oh, the gate's falling. Oh, blah, 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 the red heifer." Like regular Christians, they're like, "What are you talking about, a red heifer? Why are you talking about a cow?" Like all this stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. Unless I should have two channels, maybe, where one is more devoted to just like you guys understanding these things, and then another one's more just like very polished. I also was thinking of doing a channel to create more awareness for autism because of my twins. There's a lot of thinking, but a man thinks a lot of things in their head, but a God, okay, there's lots of verses I'm combining here. God directs his path, or a man has all these thoughts, and human beings have all these thoughts. I'm sure the Lord loves that we're creative and stuff just like him. But he directs our path. So I am having these thoughts. I am, thinking with my human mind on all these things and with my heart. But my heart, the heart is deceitful, I think, in every way or something like that. And there's these verses that shows like, when you just use your carnal self, sometimes that doesn't lead you down the right path. You have to pray on these things and ask God, and what does he want? Like, does he have an opinion? We're in like a covenant relationship with him, so it's like, if you're married or something, you'd ask your spouse, "Hey, do you like that?" You wouldn't just do anything you want. And also, we're bought with a price, a precious price. We're bought with the blood of Jesus. So we are his slave. We were a slave to sin. Now we're a slave to him. So that's where I'm going to just try to figure that out. I want to do his will. But what else was I going to say? Okay, I should just end it here because I'm keep pausing because I'm not sure if there's something else I want to say. And I'm just gonna ramble, but yeah, I want to share also the gospel message in my videos, but I'm just not polished like that. Like, and I keep thinking I'm just talking to people who already know, but obviously, if you guys do not believe in Jesus as your savior and trust in the finished work on the cross and, basically believe the gospel, then yeah, you're in for not only possibly the 7 years of tribulation, but also eternity separated from God, which he calls hell and the lake of fire. And that's for eternity. Like I said, any decisions you make now are going to ripple into eternity both ways. So if you don't believe, just please look at the world around you. Clearly, it's going down fast. It's a sinking ship. But there's an answer and there's so much excitement, and that's why we're so excited. Like, people I know are really freaked out. Christians, they're freaked out. They hate this. They're like, "It's so horrible." But I'm like, this has been predicted. This is how it's supposed to go. But don't you see? It says when these things happen, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. You're supposed to be excited. But a lot of my Christian friends are very, very upset. They're very, very upset. They don't like what they're seeing. And it's just such a polarizing situation, such a division, because I mean, obviously, I don't want to see, don't long for the day of the Lord is another verse, but he says, look up, your redemption draws nigh. Like, we want to be with him, and we don't want to suffer. I mean, there's no reason. Like, he rescued, that's what my book is about, the rescue mission. He rescued Noah, he rescued Lot. And people are like, "Oh, you just want to get out of it." No, there's like, that's dumb. Like, why would you want to go through something horrible? You know what I mean? We suffer every day, there's so much suffering. Not every Christian has to be killed mercilessly. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. And Noah wasn't, and Lot wasn't, and there's a reason for it. And this is gonna be the worst time the world has ever seen. It's God's wrath. It's the worst time ever. And he says, pray you're accounted worthy to escape. Escape. And he also said to Philadelphia that, well, my video cut off, so I'm not sure what happened there. Yeah, I'm gonna have to edit this because my video cut off. But he said, because you've kept my word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour that is coming upon the whole world. Well, the Philadelphia church wasn't kept from an hour that has come upon the whole world. That never happened. So clearly that's prophetic. Anyways, wow, I'm going all over the place. Okay, I'm really gonna stop because my video actually like stopped. So I don't know if that's because I talked too long. Yeah. So, okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. I love you guys. I will talk to you again soon. Let me know any thoughts you have, comments, whatever. You know, if you could please keep me in your prayer for protection, because when I make videos, there you go, it starts up. But yeah, and I'm not alone. I have a family, you know, it's different than if it was just me. But okay, I guess that's that. I don't think there's anything else on my list. Let me know, whatever. Miss you guys, love you guys, and hopefully we will talk again soon or see each other in the air, preferably. Okay, until next time, God bless and shalom.